Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to have everyone back in with us tonight on Reaching the World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We just want to tell everyone thanks for coming in and being a part of this broadcast, and we just want you to join in tonight and lift up the name of Jesus with us, worship and praise the Lord with us, and just get into it with us, and the Lord can bless. Our subject tonight is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. And I was thinking, so many people, when they get to know the Lord, they don't never grow. There are a lot of people or in the church 30, 40, 50 years, and they've just been sitting there all these years and never have growed in the Lord. And, you know, the Lord expects something out of us when we get saved. We need to get in the Word once we get saved, and we need to pray and seek the Lord and study His Word, and that's how we grow in the Lord. So that's what this subject is about tonight, is growing in the Lord. And we're going to have Tim come around and sing us some songs tonight. Just be praying for all the ones that have a need. A lot of people need miracles that have been writing into us, and we've been praying for miracles for people. And we have this one friend of ours, Sister Dora, that God has really touched, and we're just continuing to pray for her that every bit of that tumor or whatever it is, that it's got to go. God's really touched her and blessed her, and we're just wanting everyone to continue to lift her and Brother Jay up to the Lord, lift little Landon up to the Lord. He needs a miracle. He has tumors in his brain and in his stomach, and he's 4 years old. So there's just all kind of needs out there tonight. So just be helping us tonight. Pray for all those that are in need. We're going to have Tim come around and sing. Just worship the Lord with us tonight.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I'll say rejoice. Daytime, nighttime, anytime the rising, make a joyful noise. Bring it in the hands when it's time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Midnight air may be at hand, you can't see the light. But all things work again when you walk by faith and all by sight. Bring you down, his evil works and point. But he can't pull you on when you miss your head and count it joy. No weapon formed against you gonna prosper anyhow. Dreams are the faith, it's not too late. Let's talk to start in God now. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Same time, not time, many times to rise, time to make a joyful noise. Turn again and rise, and what is that? Time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, and I say rejoice. Rejoice, make a joyful noise, and again I say God is your Lord, Jesus is the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
I can go on and on about what my God has done. He's been so good, so very good to me.
The things I've got to
so I won't be in your way. Just be where you want me. Not where I want to be. I've been asked for things I want. Just be what I need. Forgive me, Lord, I pray. Oh, keep me in your way. No, I won't be in your way. Not before, I'm just glad. In which you place your hand. Not my will, but yours be done. So I don't understand. There's my plan for my faith. Somehow always portrayed. Lord, keep me in your way. Yeah. No, I won't be in your way. Just be where you want me. Not where I want to be. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I'm complaining, perfect time. Forgive me, Lord, I pray. Lord, keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. I need you to love me. Each and every single day. Lord, keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. Lord, keep me in your way. Yeah. So I won't be in your way.
Praise your holy name.
Worship for my good. Working for my good. Life was called and placed in scene, full of ordinary things. I was wondering where the road lead. Then I looked into his word, and my suspicions were confirmed. He was doing things I did not see. It's for me. He was working for my good, all on my behalf. I did everything I was on my path. Planning on my dreams, putting me together, holding me to play. Make a lot better, so I understand. He was working for my good. You and I are
in his hands. He's building some of the master plan. He's making sure the pieces fit just right. He's working from the inside out. And when he finds out, he knows out. It will be just what he has in mind. All the time. He was working for my good, all on my behalf. Running every step, running on my path. Planning on my days, planning on the world. Making it plain, making something better. Before I understood, he was working for my good. He was working for my good, all on my behalf. Running every step, running on my path. Planning on my dreams, putting me together. Mold to make me plain, make us something better. Before I understood, he was working for my good. Before I understood, he was working for my good.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I will draw a strength from thee, and I lay upon his breast. I will take my comfort from him. I will find in him sweet rest. For there is no other mountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing God will be denied. The morning is that yonder city. I will always to sleep no more. In God's presence, forever. All sin and pain will all be gone. For there is no where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing found will be denied. All pain will leave my aching body, as if we see the only virtue flow. Demons tremble in his presence, in Jesus' name they have to go. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied. are. Across my finger, no less things are building
We're going to see who's on here. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, Sister Betty, you know, I'm just, thank God, you know, we got an opportunity tonight to maybe reach out and help somebody. Somebody
Amen.
May have been sitting in the church for 30, 40, 50 years, but they've never grown in their walk with Jesus, you know.
Amen.
And I thought about that. Before I start preaching, I'd like to say a little bit about me. At 25 years old, I gave my life to the Lord, or so I thought. And I was following him. I went to church. I read my Bible, but I wasn't growing. And then one night, I was asleep, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, the Lord woke me up out of a sound sleep. And it's like I could hear somebody talk to me and say, I'm going to call you one more time. It scared me. I'll just be honest with everybody out there. It scared me. And I got down and I went to pray and cry. And I know it had to be God because I heard that.
Amen.
And I cried and I prayed and told my wife, as soon as church is open, we got to go. And when that church opened up, I hit that altar. But friends, I wouldn't get up from the altar till my soul was satisfied I was right with God that time. I thought
Amen.
I'd been serving him. But you know what? I wasn't serving him the way he wanted me to. It was things I didn't do that I know to do. It tells you over in the book of Matthew, he said, ask and you'll receive. Seek
Amen.
And you'll find. And knock and it'll
yes.
be open. But praise God. How many of you spending a lot of time today asking God to have more of him? Or you're knocking at the door, Lord, please, I need more of you. I need a supply, a fresh supply of that spirit in me, God. And you're
yes.
seeking him
Amen.
Out, trying to find. Because they quit knocking, seeking glory to God and asking God for the things that really matter. They asked him for things to be helped with, or I've got a problem, or I'm sick, or my kids are sick, or this is happening, God. Need you to help me. But praise God, the first thing me and you both need is to do the will of God, to have him
yeah.
in us. Because glory to God, that's what this is about tonight. You may have been in church 60
right.
years, but if you've never grown any, guess what you are? You're still a babe in Christ. You don't
Amen.
Know you've not grown deeper. You've not grown stronger. Satan ain't worried about you because you can't even eat meat. You're still on the bottle. You're still taking the meal for the word. But praise God. You see, when Jesus called us, he called us to go out and be ministers of the gospel. How are you going to minister something when there's no power in you? There's no mighty, there's no connection with you and God. You just went to an altar, got down, maybe somebody prayed with you, and you got up and they said, did you pray food? Yep, then you're saved, and you've stood on that ever since. Man, don't stand on it.
Come on.
Get up and do something with it. Glory to God. I heard Brother Don the other night said, it's hard to get people to testify in church anymore. You get to the end of the service, anybody got a testimony? And you'll all look down and won't do nothing. Praise
Amen.
God. If you've grown in Jesus, friends, you've got a testimony. You want to tell them where I was and where he's brought me to and where he's taking me. Glory to God. There's a testimony that grows up in you. Your heart swells up at the opportunity to say something for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because this is all about him. It never was about us. But he died
right.
to free us from our sinful spirit. To free us to where we could receive his spirit within us. But if you don't go no further than that one trip to that altar and got down and prayed and got up, somebody said, well, you're saved. Friend, you didn't get near what we need. I know from experience. You can't make it on your own. You can't make it on just faith. I'm going to read some of that directly. But, you know, I'm going to read this verse. He said, when I was a child, that's a newborn into Christ, because he said you're a brand new creature. You're reborn, right? Born again. When I was a child, I was naked as a child. I didn't know how to tell people about God. I just found out what it felt like to be forgiven myself. Thank you, Lord God. But I understood as a child. I didn't understand all the Word of God. A revelation scared me to death for years and years. Well, I couldn't understand that. Lord, I don't know how I'm supposed to know what it's saying. Well, I figured it out. You get His Spirit within you. And it said when the Holy Ghost has come, He will teach you all the things. Well, it ain't the things of the world. We can look out here and see them. He's talking about the deep things of God where we can grow up in. Hallelujah. And supposed to be Christ-like as a Christian. How Christ-like are you if you've been sitting there for all them years, but you've never got no closer to God?
Come on.
So I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things.
See, amen. Come on.
I got up on the meat. When the preacher go to preaching them deep things of God, and he was telling us, you know, sometimes it throw me a loop. I'd get in my Bible and dig and pray until I got a hold of God and got an answer from the throne room. And from then on, Satan couldn't fool me on that. But he's still fooling a whole lot of people. He's telling them, you're all right. You ain't got to do nothing else. You ain't got to get out here and go door to door or witness to everybody you meet. All that stuff like some of them do. Praise God, you ought to want to. If you don't want to, friend, I'm sorry to say, but you might still be lost. You might still be undone. You might still not have that salvation you're claiming. Because when you grow up in Christ and He grows inside you, praise God, it's going to come out. You don't have to let people know that you're a Christian, that you love the Lord, that He saved your soul, and He's got you on a path that leads to the kingdom of God. You can't do that. You can't even testify in church. How are you telling me that you got all you needed when you went to that altar and prayed?
Come on.
I read it. I told you what it said over in Matthew, I think chapter 5. He said, ask, and you'll receive it. He said, seek, and you'll find. Knock, and it'll be opened unto you. Well, what's he talking about? He's talking about the grace and the glory of God that are coming rain in your mortal body. Hallelujah, God. In your mortal body. Where people can see Jesus in your walk and talk each and every day. Because as a child, glory to God, I'm going to tell you something. This little kid come up to you, go to telling you how to live, how to do this. Don't many people listen to him because this is a child. Well, they don't listen to you either if you ain't got Jesus inside you. If you ain't got the Spirit of God dwelling within, how are you going to lead somebody else to Him when you don't know Him yourself? And I ain't leading me, I ain't going to go up and down. I'm a telling it like the Bible says it. Glory to God. I thought about what it said, you know, they holler this all the time in certain churches, Acts 2:38. But it's just a real good one. It said, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, people, I ain't going with the Holy Spirit, because my Bible, I just read it, said Holy Ghost. So that's what you got to have, to get Jesus on the inside. You got to
amen.
The power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. It's like we always say, Romans, Chapter 8, verse 9, latter part of the verse, it says this, that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he ain't none of his.
That's right.
That ain't my word. That ain't my word. That's the Bible. That's the Word of the living God. Hallelujah. My hands done getting red. I can feel the Spirit stirring, folks, because you know what? I sought that out. I didn't get that. That first go-round, I had to go back. The master had to call me again so he could fill me up because I just got a little
trouble.
But praise God, when I went back to that altar, I said, Lord, I'm not getting up from here until you got what you want inside me. I'm not moving until I know I'm right, God. I'm going to pray if it takes all night. And I got down and I wept bitter, hot tears, because I thought I loved him so much I was pleasing him. And he wasn't pleased with me. Fred, please don't get in that shape. Don't let it find you out later on. You might have been sitting in that church for 40 years, but praise God, if God's not pleased with you, guess what? Chapter 7, Matthew, sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity.
Amen.
I had to give you all kinds of instructions, what to do, how to seek me out, how to find me, glory to God. And yet, you sit in the church, you listen to the word of God, but you never applied it. And we're going to be many, many, many that finds that out. But it goes on.
Amen.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise
Amen.
God. If that promise is unto me and my children. And when I pray now, I claim that. Glory to God. I got on a new T-shirt. I got it through today. And on the back of it, it's got a big old sign on the back. And it says this. It said, old Satan saw me with my head down. And he said, ha-ha, I've won. And guess what happened? Then I said, amen. And God's praying. I was calling in reinforcements, glory to God. Well, you may be in a shape. If you've never grown up from that child, at first ask God to forgive them and grow into the man that he wants you to be, the woman that he wants you to be, the girl or boy, might be teenagers, that he wants you to be. Praise God, you're still a little baby. You're still sucking the bottle. You're just on the milk of the word, and you can't even leave. Help you grow and prosper in the Lord. And the Spirit of God can move freely through you and teach you everything you need to know. In 1 Corinthians tells you that we just know in part. But the Spirit, it comes and teaches us. The Spirit, it said, teach you even the deep things of God that you can
Amen.
Know His will. That's what I hear. I wasn't going to get this, but I'm going to. These people come to church today. And a lot of you, I've heard many of them. But when they come, they always got the same prayer request. They'll come up with prayer. Pray that I stay in God's will. Pray that I stay. Well, that's up to you.
Amen.
You're
come
the
on.
Only one that come out of it, but you're the only one that can stay in it. Because it's you. It's how you live. It's how you present your body, a living sacrifice. That's in which you'll be. Service unto God. Hallelujah. We can't part way. Half-minded, serve the Lord. Glory to God. You can't even find him. He said, the day you seek me with your whole heart, that's the day you'll find me. So when you're out here going to church, you ain't even the spirit where you can get in and worship God because there ain't no spirit in you. Then praise God, you can't please him. There's no way you can please God. God. I'm going to tell you what it says in the book of John. He said, them that worship the Father, there's a word I'm fixed to say, must, that's a commandment, must worship him in spirit and in truth. How are you going to worship him in the spirit if you're still sitting there and received the Holy Ghost after 30 or 40 years when the Holy Ghost is available for them that long for him and seek after him and clean their house up where he can come in? Too many is coming to the altar of God and praying, and think they got everything wrapped up in a bowl so nice and pretty when they're still just as lost as they can be because they will not go all the way with God and clean their life up where he can come on the inside.
Amen.
Getting God to pass you by in that altar and you get that feeling from him and you say, yes, I have to be. I know I'm saved. Yeah, praise God. I'm saved. And then you go out and find yourself talking about people. Words slip out every now and then. Oops, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. All these things you used to do, you're still doing part of them, and you didn't get nothing.
No.
The Bible says, don't deceive yourself by any means. Them that's holy lives holy. Them that's lost live lost. That's just that glory to God. There ain't no two ways about it. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. It's either we're serving God with all we got or you can't serve God.
Amen.
Because he don't want part of you. He wants all of you. The Bible says, love the Lord, glory to God. It said, with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul,
yes.
And even all your strength. Give everything you got to God, and he'll give everything he's got back to you. And
amen.
You can't meet that part. Because I didn't have nothing to bring it. I was a lost sinner boy. Glory to God. Grew up doing everything that I shouldn't do, knew I shouldn't do it, and still did it because I wanted to, because I liked it. But when it drug me down to the bottom, I sought Jesus out, and he had mercy on me. And still being stubborn, I didn't go all the way. It was years later when he woke me up that I come in to the house of God and didn't leave till I knew I was a child of God. Hallelujah, God. Things had to change in me. There was things I had to
Amen.
Do. There was things I had to get rid of. There was places in me that had to be cleaned up before his spirit would come inside.
Amen.
But I'll tell you this. The next week, after I did that in church and give myself Lord, I took pneumonia. Out of work for 3 days. But that weekend, they was baptizing people. I said, I'm going to get baptized. The 15th of January, that year. And my wife said, you can't be in that creek. She said, you just had pneumonia. You'll be so sick. I said, I'm not going to get sick. God done told me to go get baptized where I'm going. See, I started to obey what the Spirit was leading me to do. I went down and got baptized in a creek. It snowed the cars white while we was down there. And I got baptized in that creek and come up shouting and speaking in tongues. He gave me a gift that ain't never left me. Glory to God. I had a preaching I put out the other night about a fire that's in me. I got news for you. If God puts the real fire in you, friend, it won't go out. Oh,
that's
devil,
right.
I'll walk around you because he knows he'll get burnt. Hallelujah. That's what this shirt's about. When I go to town, I want somebody to read it and ask me about it where I can tell them about Jesus. Do you do that? Is that how you want to do the key? You want to tell them, hey, I'm going to tell you what he's done for me. Let me just tell you where he brought me from. Because a lot of people don't want to say nothing to somebody they don't know. I may not know him, but Jesus said I better love him. How about that? He said, I've never read in this Bible where he said any color skin, any nationality, where they from, what they look like, big, little, skinny, short, fat, didn't matter. You were supposed to love them enough to tell them about Jesus. You're supposed to love the church you're in enough to show them Jesus. In you, glory to God. And they saw the day they go to church and they look like they're coming to get seafood. Sit there,
amen.
Look like they bit into a lemon. It's all puckered up. Good, every once in a while they'll cross their arms, glance down at their watch. Because I've been here long enough. He's preaching and preaching. I wish he'd shut up. It's time to go and get hungry. Because their mind, their soul, their heart is not on Jesus. But it's on the things of this world. It's on their little pleasures they have in life. But glory to God, you know what? I don't care who you are. Your life's going to end. What kind of pleasure are you going to have in that lake of fire? If you don't obey the word of God, if you don't come ready to get into Jesus, what are you going to do then? I'm okay or somewhere. I've been wanting to get over here in this so bad since I started. But if you got your Bible, go to 2 Peter, 1st chapter with me. Because these things that the Bible said do, once you come to that altar and you repented, well, what brought you to the altar? They said, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
That's how we get faith. You heard the word. The word sort of taps you on the heart, lets you know what you need. You go to the altar and you ask God to forgive you. Friend, you started a journey with God. You didn't end it. You started a journey with God right there. How you end it. How you live that journey, praise God, don't determine where you go when it's all over with. This comes out of the first chapter, 2 Peter. And I'm going to start at verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. What's virtue? Virtue's the sinless life supposed to be. It's being real good. It's supposed to be loving everybody, kind-hearted, everything. I'm going to go down the list because we got a shopping list we're supposed to go by. And I'm going to show it to you. Praise God. Here's what it said. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Whose nature? Ain't mine. It's the nature of Jesus Christ. The nature
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. Go think about that. To have the nature of God inside. And that's what it's going to take. Glory to Jesus. It said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's
Amen.
Why, that's why they ain't finishing their job. That's why they're so slowful. That's why I was so slowful until God woke me up. He scared me down in the depths of my soul. Now, here I was thinking, I got it right, too. I got it right, too. And he woke me up and told me right quick, like, I'm going to call you one more time to where you should be, but if you don't come, that's it. Friend, if he does that to you, I'm going to tell you this. You better drop what you're doing, and you better drop to your knees, and you better not get up till you know everything in your life is gone out of the way that you can put Jesus number one. The thing you seek after, the thing you desire, the thing you lust after is Jesus. And when you get a hold of him, the thing you want more of, the thing you'll seek after then is more of him. And the thing you'll hunt is less like you and more like him. That your life might be a light to some soul out here. You'd be buying shirts with sayings on them. Just where people can see that God is still God. He's still saving. He's still forgiving. He's still giving of the Holy Ghost. He still gives us power. He still gives us life and everlasting. He's still God's praise. He's never going to quit. He's never going to stop loving you. But when you stand before him, it's impossible for God to lie. He'll have to tell the truth about you.
Amen.
Now, that's what it said about that. But listen. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Faith ain't enough. That, wait a minute, faith ain't enough. I believe in God with all my heart. I tell you what Satan does too, because he knows he's real, because he got thrown out of heaven. He was there when the word was spoken. So he believes in God also. So faith in God's not enough. Praise God, it says this.
Amen.
Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue. That virtue, that clean living. Do you know what it's called in our language? Holiness. Being holy. He said, holiness without, no man will see God anyway. If you don't add that
Amen.
Virtue, you're never going to see God because you're not going there as another destination for you. But he said, add to virtue knowledge. Well, knowledge of what? There's people out here today. They're rocket scientists and they're it's all kind of engineers that can build anything and manufacture anything. They can sit down and build you a computer and all this kind of stuff. They got so much skills in their mind. But what's in here is what's going to count. What's in your heart?
Right.
What have you got to give others? You can't give them your knowledge. You might could help them learn a little, but you can't give them a mind like you got. That's your mind. God give you that as a blessing. But it's a blessing to study this word of God in a way that you can explain it to them in a way better than me, that you could draw it out and show them why there's a God, how you know there's a God, how you believe everything you believe, because you've got that knowledge in you. So the knowledge I want is in this book. The knowledge
Amen.
I get from the beginning of creation, and if you don't read Revelation, you can go to the end of time. When everything stops, but the angel would step out and declare that time would be no longer. That's where
Amen.
I'm going to end up. Well, time don't matter to me no more because I'm going to live forever anyway. But glory to God. You can't be separated from God forever, separated from your loved ones forever, separated from joy, peace, happiness, glory to God. A second death you'll be cast into, to burn alive in a lake of fire where you can't never die and you can't escape. Boy, that's not a hard choice to me, but to some people it still is. It said,
Amen.
Add to knowledge, temperance. Well, glory to God. You know, when you're preaching, you can't help but tell the truth.
Amen.
I struggled with that a long time. because it made me mad. I grew up fighting. My knuckles is scarred up. I don't know if you can see them on here or not. You see them white place knuckles scarred. I used to fight a lot, like every other kid, I guess, growing up. You didn't scare me if you wanted to fight me. Once you hooked me, I might not want no more of it, but I tried around the first time. And I learned, you know what? I've been cursed. I'm talking about my mom and them kind of cuss words. Just for trying to give people Bibles. Just for trying to tell them about Jesus. And they curse you. And I mean bad, like a dog. Curse you out. Mm-hmm. And you just say, God bless you, girl. I'll pray for you and walk off. Once you say that, they're not going to hit you anyway, because that kind of knocks them down, see. But you walk off and leave them, and you go to the next house and knock on their door. I come around and see if y'all had a Bible. If you didn't, I wanted to give y'all one. I've done that many times, and I've been called many names. But if you don't have temperance that God gives you, you'll get mad and blow up on it, and you're liable to say something you shouldn't say. And you would say, well, you're going to hell because there's people that does that, supposed to be preachers and Sunday school teachers and deacons, and, but they still got that temper in them they can't control, because he said the tongue's an unrooted evil no man can tame. So's your temper. That's what he said. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Have temper to God. He'll instill in you a comfort and a peace that they can't make you mad no more, because what are they going to do to you? They can call you all kind of names. Don't make you none of them names, because you know you're a child of God.
Amen.
I love this. He said, and to temperance, patience. And to patience, or godliness. Whoa, godliness. What are you talking about, preacher? How can I have godliness? I'm going to tell you something. When you get the patience, and you got the temperance to control your temper, and you get the patience, where when you pray, oh, glory, I've heard of them bringing people to church in wheelchairs and stuff, asking God to heal them. He didn't do it right when they wanted to, and they just quit church and leave. If they'd have stayed and believed, what would God have done? Would he have brought them out of the wheelchair? Would he have renewed their life? Would he have given them something? Praise God for every one of them to stand up and praise God. But they left. They didn't have the patience it takes to wait for God to move on something. And people, that's how we are. We're a today, right now society. I go to a fast food joint, and if the fella in front of me slows me up 2 minutes, I'm looking at my watch thinking, well, this is a fast food place. They're not that fast. Now I just get back. No, it don't bother me. Why? God give me patience. I've had to wait on him. When this guy got put out, this one, I was 2,400 feet from me. I lived that way for 2 years and 9 months. 2 years and 9 months. And God put the sight back in. He promised me when I got hurt, he would do it. And I stood on that. Me and Brenda would pray and thank him that I was going to be able to see out of this eye. Now I see. I'm reading my Bible, no glasses. My glasses laying right over here. I wear glasses to see how to get around outside. But God won't let me read this Bible with him, because he wants you to know what he did for me. He wants you to know that to have that kind of patience, you got to get it from God. It won't work, your patience. It'll last a little while, and your patience will wear out. But the patience that God gives you to wait on him, praise God, will last forever. That's what it's all about, people. Glory to God. When you have that godliness, you know what the godliness is about? That's about you'd rather give yourself to help somebody over here that you don't even know. You'd rather take time out of what you enjoy better than anything in the world to go help somebody, to go bless somebody with something when they ain't got that, to take a box of food over to somebody's house you know are struggling and just set it on the porch and ring the doorbell and take off. Because when you're doing that, it's like God does us. I had no right to ask him to fix this eye, because 4 doctors told me I'd never see out of it again. It would be that way forever. I trusted what God said. What about you? Can you trust God enough to know that if you add these things to you, like he said to do, this is the word of God. This is old Peter that walks so close to God, telling what God told him. So we're going to go on a little further. after that godliness, he said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. That I'm talking about. You see somebody down, they might be a drunk. They might be a dope head. They're down in the road or something. You don't just drive around them. You stop and help them. You help them. You show them the love of God. Because they can't read this book and feel the love of God till they get God. But you can show it to them. You're the, where said the Bible, glory to God. The Bible said that we are ambassadors of Christ. Well, an ambassador to the United States represents us in other countries. As an ambassador to Germany, ambassador to Sweden, ambassador to every country around the world from the United States. They represent our interest there. I represent Jesus Christ, the foundation of heaven. Glory to God. I can't represent James Miles because I got one I represent, and that's Jesus. I'm an ambassador for Christ, an ambassador to see people that sit in the church like an icicle in a seat. They can't get up, can't testify, can't do nothing for God, can't grow in God, still little babies.
Amen. Come on.
Glory to God. It says this. The brotherly kindness, you know what they had next, don't you? Charity. What is charity to you? I thought about Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you think he showed charity to us?
Amen.
He gave himself a sacrifice on Calvary's cross. He bled. He died. They beat the meat off his back. They persecuted him. They slapped him. They beat him in the face. They crammed a big old crown with thorns on it, and he shoved that down in his head. They took his arms and instead of tying him to the cross, like they did most of them, they nailed him up there. We call them railroad spikes. Nailed it through his hands and his feet and nailed him to the cross. They want him to suffer beyond everybody else. Because, why? The church at that time had turned against him. They went around, holler, crucify him, holler, crucify him. Y'all holler, well, this is the priest and them doing that. The people scared them. So all of them done what they stole. And Jesus bled and died for you.
Amen.
He showed you the most charity any man in this earth could ever show you. He showed you charity, which is the bonds of love toward you, that I don't want them to perish, Father. I'm willing to go to that cross for them. But he did pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. We ain't got
Amen.
That. But glory to God, when you add these things to your faith, here's what it says. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why these people in these churches, that when they get a chance to testify, ain't got nothing to say. They can't tell what God's done for them because they've never come into the fullness of the stature of Christ. But he said,
Amen.
Once you're baptized into Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a brand new creature.
Amen.
All things passed away. Behold, all things are made new. Now, somebody comes and lives in you. And when you stand up to give your testimony in church and praising God in front of all these, some of them may be your kinfolk. You may do it to your children, your loved ones, and they may hear it come from your mouth. And it convinced them to change their life and to seek out the Savior. But if you've got nothing to testify about, you're doing the right thing. You just sit down and be quiet. Because if you stand up and fake it, even your kinfolk will know you're lying. They'll know you're a faking opponent. That you don't have Jesus like the Bible said you, or you'd have added all this to you. Now here it goes on and says this. I got to get through this. I'm dying to get left. But he or she that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You see what it means to get down, and I watch on TV all day. these big name preachers, you know. And it looked like maybe 15, 20 people there in the altar. He gets the microphone, gets down by him, stand over him, you know. And y'all all want to get saved? Turn your life over to Jesus. Yeah. Repeat after me. He prays a prayer for them. He can't repent for them. He don't know what they've done. He don't know how far they've strayed from God. But when he gets done, did y'all say them words? Yeah, you're saved. Get up and praise God. And they may in the same shape that they went down there, walk back up that aisle. Because when you get saved, I don't need a big name preacher to tell me the minute I got saved. I don't need even a good country preacher to tell me when I got truly saved. When I surrender and I give up to God, and I went to adding these things to my faith, because I got to do it better than reading my Bible. I got to studying what it was saying to me.
Yeah.
I went just like on this shirt here. When old Satan seen me with my head down, he thought I was confused enough that he could come in and trick me. But when I said amen, his tricks was gone. He wasn't, because I was submitting myself to God and to the teaching of God and to the instruction of God and to the guidance of God. And people, till you do that, you don't know him. You've never known him, and you may never know him, because first it takes surrender. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Give up. Let him take charge. He said, then resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But the first
thing
you got to submit to God. You got to clean your life up before the Holy Ghost come inside. You can't leave stuff over here on this side or a little bit down here that you didn't get rid of. That lust for this one thing, this desire to do this, even though it's a little wrong. I like to gamble a little. Not much, but I like to gamble a little. Or I like going over here to the beach and sit up there, look at them women about naked. What's wrong with you? God's not enough for you. He didn't fulfill your desires. He don't fill your heart up and it feels like it swells up and wants to bust, then you don't know God. You don't know the God of the Bible. You don't know Jesus Christ. Because if you knew him, it's to love him beyond all understanding that you don't even understand the love you have for him, because that's what he had for you. Here's what it goes on to say. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Never fall. If you'll add those things to your faith, you shall never fall. That ain't true. It said, for soul and entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, glory. If you live that word of God, praise the Lord, there's going to be a door open before you that enters in to the kingdom of God, the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But don't be one that somebody's told you, you went to the altar. Did you pray and ask God to forgive you? And you go, yes, I did. You're saved. You don't have to do nothing else. Now then, he's going to seal you. Oh, he's going to seal you. And you'll be sealed. I got news for you. It's that you're sealed by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, until the day of redemption. Going to that altar and asking God to forgive you did not put the Holy Ghost in you. There's things you have to do. And it didn't take me but that one trip to the altar and just desiring it so strong that when I got baptized in that water that day, everybody else come up, and I come up shouting and praising God, and he gave me speaking in tongues. I didn't believe in it either. But after that, I couldn't deny it anymore. And I'm blunt, and I'm a truthful preacher. I want to be a truthful man of God. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to deceive you. I don't want to lead you down a dead-end road. But when I truly desired God so greatly, He poured his spirit out on me. People, that is when my life changed. I thought it changed up here on this hill. And it did. The drinking, the dope, and the partying, running here, running there, this and that, stopped. And I started going to church. But I was not where I should be. Do you understand me? Praise God. I wasn't there yet. I was on my way. I wasn't there yet. I had never surrendered everything. But the Tim sang a song, I surrender all. And if you don't surrender all, you can't serve the Lord our God. You got to surrender everything to Him. You remember what it says in the Bible? It said, cast your care on me, for I care for you. I got to preaching at church one day. I had my handkerchief because I'm bad to get hot and damp, you know. But I had a clean handkerchief. I put it out of my shirt pocket. I walked over to a couple sitting there. I had that handkerchief. I stuck it out to them. I said, take that from me. One of them grabbed hold of it. He went to take it. I snatched it out of his hand. I done that to 4 or 5. And I said, now let me ask something. Didn't that make you feel funny? Me asked you to take it. Please take it from me. And when you grabbed it, I just snatched it back away from you. That's what we do when we go to the altar. Lord, forgive me. Lord, change me. Lord, help me live for you. Glory to God. Then you take part of your heart and go on. You didn't surrender everything. I didn't either. I know. I'm speaking from experience, and Lord, forgive me. But I've surrendered everything to Him now. I belong to Jesus. I don't belong to me. I ain't got but one hope in this world. His name's Jesus. But I've got hope forever. Praise God. People go to that altar. Every church you go to, they got problems. Maybe somebody got cancer. Maybe somebody been in a car wreck. Maybe their wife's about to leave them. Their husband's about to leave them. Whatever. They go to that altar. They take that prayer request. They lay it on the altar down. Lay it down so neat and pretty. Pray, Lord, take it. Lord, move in it. Lord, I beg you in the name of Jesus. When they get up, they reach and get it and take it home with them. What do you think Jesus thinks about that? The same thing He does about your life. The exact quote.
Right.
The same thing He does about your life. When you come up there and you tell Him, I'll do anything to please you, God. I'll do, I'll stay in church. I'll live right. I won't do this no more. I won't do that no more. But you won't go all the way. It's the same thing.
Amen.
With the altar. Carry your prayer request to that altar. Get down and pray. And then get up. And put your problem back in your pocket and take it home. How do you expect God to move on you or move on your problem if you're taking it back home with you and you don't leave it at the altar? I got down there last time, folks, up in Berea, Kentucky. And when I got down in that church, I didn't get up a half-hearted, halfway, lukewarm Christian no more. There's a fire built up in me, praise God. And that fire still burns today. And glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. I'm truthful in that. I don't know why God keeps making me tell the truth, but praise Him for it. But I don't know about everybody else. But there's times in my life, even since then, that the fire's not burning as bright as it ought to. There's times when it seems like the flame went down a little. Well, in my life, I can tell you when that is. And a lot of you might think I'm being a smart lady. But every time that flame's got down and it's not burning enough to suit me, it's right before I pray. Because I'm not letting the fire go out. You could sit in that pew until you fall over dead, but if you don't have Jesus in the way the Bible said to have Jesus, you don't have Jesus. If you don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ living inside you, the Bible said, not James Miles, not nobody else. The Bible said you're none of His. How do you claim
Amen.
Him if He won't claim you? Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it, as they say. In other words, sit and think about that a little while. Pray about that tonight. Get down and ask God, have I truly been saved? Have I truly given you my all? If I hadn't, God, I want to turn loose now. I want you to refresh me in my soul. I want more fuel for the fire that you baptized me with. On the day of Pentecost, glory to God, who that fire you up, just say it.
Praise God.
When the Holy Ghost fell, He said, first, what happened? cloven tongues of fire set on each one of them. There was 120 people up there, set on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory unto God. But without that fire, friend, I'm going to tell you something. People's got sense. When it's sub-zero outside, they put on big, thick coats. They'll put on boggins sometimes to the face of them, gloves, big, thick boots, two or three pair of pants, maybe insulated coverall to go outside and do stuff. They come in the house, breeze is blowing through the house, oh, windows ain't good. They crank the heat up a little. They put another wood on the fire. We know how to do our bodies and keep us heated up and keep us warm and help us not to freeze. Sometimes we'll get an electric blanket, go on the bed. If it's real cold, we'll cut it up another couple notches. And we know how to keep warm. But you don't know nothing about your soul if you don't know that when your fire's not burning bright, it's time to pray. It's time to seek the Master. It's time for Him to put some more fire in. And if you've never felt that, I guarantee you, you're lost.
Amen.
See that last time? I'll tell you how I feel. I hope this helps somebody. The last time I surrendered everything to Jesus, I got up from that altar. You know, nobody paid me much attention. I'd been there down there longer than the rest of them. They just kind of moved on singing. And when I got up and started back to my seat, I felt like I was walking about a foot and a half off the floor. I couldn't feel the floor. I felt like I was floating. Every weight I had on me was gone. It was away from me. It was gone. And I went down that aisle, and in my heart, I wanted to touch everybody's hand. I wanted to touch everybody's hand. Because I knowed as much as I was speaking, if I could just touch them, they'd have to feel some of that. And I loved them so much in that moment, I wanted everyone in there to feel what I was thinking. I knowed if they did, we were fixing to have a church, was shouting and having a good time and praising God, because if they felt what I felt, I went to holler. I felt good. I'd been released. I'd been in prison, a prison of my own making. But praise God, when I got serious, there was Jesus. Glory to God. And He freed me. He set me free. And who the Lord sets free, they free indeed. I ain't no prisoner to sin no more. I'm not a prisoner to this world no more. I've been set free, just like a bird let out of his cage. And praise God, this bird knows where to fly. I want to fly back to Jesus every time. If I go to do something for it, I got to come back and get my battery charged up again. Hallelujah. I'm about to get fired up now, folks. Because when you feel this, you felt the glory of God. You remember what the Bible said? He filled you with unspeakable joy and full of glory. Well, that glory you feel is Jesus living on the inside of you. Hey, glory to God. When old Satan comes, you'll be just like this on the back of my shirt. He might see you down like this, and he think, I won. There he is. Look at that. And you say, amen. He'll cut a trail. Glory to God. Like cutting a light on the cockroach running. They'll take off because you can't stay. Where the fire of God's burning. If it burns in you, then act like it. If you've got the true fire of God in you, Christian, act like it. Don't you put that light under no bushel. You put it out for the world to see. Because before long, they're going to make it where it's going to be a bad thing. You proclaim the name of Jesus. If you ain't got that fire really burning in you, they tell you to shut up. Don't you speak that no more, because speaking Jesus, that Bible, is against these, all the things the Bible says is wrong, that they're telling us is right. There's no man going to stand against it. And I know some of us got to be killed for the Word of God's sake. If I'm here, I volunteer first. I want to be like them over in Egypt when they led them, I believe it was 21 of them, led them down by the seashore. They told them, said, you turn over to Allah, renounce Jesus, or we're going to cut your head off. All of them refused. They went to sowing. None of them renounced Jesus. They killed every one of them. But guess what? They're in a better place. They're home. They're free. They'll never be hurt again. They'll never be sick again. They've been the joys of the Lord, and glory to God. So shall they ever be with the Lord, and nobody can separate but the one that cut their head off, that one that killed in the name of God. They're in trouble.
Amen.
He said, if your enemy, your worst enemy, is hungry, said feed him. If your worst enemy is thirsty, you give him drink. He said, for in so doing, if he won't turn around and make friends with you and change his evil way, he said, in doing that, you heaping coals of fire up on his head when he goes into the lake of fire. Well, friend, I'm going to tell you this. Now, I can truly say I don't know you. Guaranteed though I love you. Some of you I might know. But all people out there, I don't know all of you. But I know I love you. And I know I don't wish that lake of fire on nobody. But I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth in God is this right here. The truth is you're the only one that can truly make a decision not to go to that lake of fire. You're the only one that can choose Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. You're the only one that can get in and study this Word of God and do the things it says. You're the only one that can read this here, 2 Peter 1st chapter, and you go to applying your heart, your strength, to adding them things to your faith. And he said, when you do that, there's going to be an entrance just for you made into the everlasting kingdom of Jesus Christ. I want that for you. I want that for me. I want that for my children, my loved ones. And my loved ones encompass the world. There's nobody that I can't love. A lot of things you do, I might not love that at all. But I'll love the person and hate the deed. And that's what Jesus did with me. He hated what I'd done. He hated me being a sinner. But he loved me enough to clean me up, enough to call me back a second time and tell me you didn't do it right. You just went to an altar and prayed. I want you to come to the altar and give me yourself. Surrender your heart to me. Just surrender your will for my will. And my will not hurt you. Jesus told us, come and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of heart. See, he don't want to be this giant thing that we can't touch. He wants to be accessible. So accessible that he'll come inside and live in us. But friend, that's you. If you read over in Revelation, when he's talking to the church of Laodiceans, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's at your heart right now. That's what this is about tonight. That thumping and bumping in your heart that you feel every so often, that's Jesus wanting inside. Really get inside. Not just go to an altar and go through the steps and claim you got saved. He wants you to get saved. He wants you to be sealed. He wants you to be sanctified. He wants you to be a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Where when Jesus comes, you're going to be with him. We'll be with him forever. Only you can make that decision. Only you can choose Jesus for you. I wish to God I could choose him for everybody. There's people that don't want him. They'd rather have a plague as have God, I think, the way they act. Go to their house, they'll cuss you. Why? Because I've said something. Went to see a friend of mine. His mama passed. I went up, I got talking about God. He said, well, we're through talking now. You just go ahead and leave. He didn't want to hear it, friend. I can't make him do it. I love him, my friend. But I can't make him accept Jesus. And nobody, including God, will make you accept Jesus either. That's going to be your choice. But you're going to live with the consequences of that choice throughout all eternity. God loves you. He proved it when Jesus went to that cross. But he said, you got to do these things. You got to do these things, my son, my daughter. I don't want you to be babies all your life. I want you to grow up in this. I want you to grow in the gospel. I want you to mature and put that childish junk, sinful ways of partying and reveling and drunkenness and pills and dope and lust of everything. I want you to put that aside. I got something better for you. I got something that'll last longer for you. I got something that'll get you higher. It don't cost a thing. I paid for it. And make you feel better than any drug, any amount of alcohol, any amount of whatever you're lusting for. It'll make you feel better than all of it. And then Jesus advocated, it's him. Man, I love you. I want to see you there. But we can't get there but one way. That's through the blood of Jesus. You got to come by the cross of Calvary. When you do it, accept him as your Savior. Truly accept him and say, that's it. I'm willing to change me. My ways, my thoughts, my deeds, my attitude,
yes,
my life,
amen.
For you, Lord. Then he'll hear you. He'll hear you from heaven. He'll accept
amen.
You. He'll come to you. He said, I'll come into you. I'll sup with you and you with me. And I'll glory to God. He said that he would be your God. You'll be part of his people. Tonight, make
amen.
Up your mind. Get down tonight before this night's over. And you may have been in church 50, 60 years. What a mouth. But have you truly come all the way to Jesus? Or have you just started at the mercy seat? As far as you got was the mercy seat. You didn't go on to seek the face of God. You didn't go on to make sure your house was swept and garnished and meet for the master to come in. Friend, finish the job. I beg you, finish the job. Don't let Satan eat you up. Let him be where, like his shirt says, when he sees you with your head down, he runs because he knows he's fixing to take a whooping. You say, in Jesus' name, amen. You're calling in the reinforcements. I'm asking you to call in the reinforcements for the life of your very soul this day. Don't let this opportunity slip you by. Friends out there, if y'all see this, please share this out. We've got to get people that's been in the church that they love the Lord in their way, but they're not loving him in his way. And you finish.
Amen.
That, finish that job. Get in. Don't be children any longer. Grow up in the Lord. And then the devil will flee from you, and you won't have to tell him nothing. He'll look at you and say, I messed with that. And he'll leave you alone. Friend, I love you. Till the next time we get to come back, all those on here, I just ask that you let us know if you get saved. Let us know if this helps you. Share it out if you've got kinfolk that need to hear this word. People's been in the church for years, and they're cold as a popsicle. They need that fire put back in them. They need more kindling thrown on them, and the flame comes up. And if they do, help them. Help them. Tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
Sister Betty, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you for a while.
Okay. I enjoyed the word, and just thank you for coming on here and giving us the word of God. I'm going to read a few scriptures here. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. And I was thinking that we need to get off the milk, and we need to get into the word of God, into the meat, you know, the word of God, and need to get deeper. We need to get rooted in the word. We need to get grounded in the word. We need to get established in the word, and then we'll grow. And then when Satan comes at us with his lies and tricks, then we'll have something to fight him back with. But if we ain't got the word of God in us, we're not going to be able to fight the devil whenever he comes at us with stuff. Because we fight the devil through the word of God. And 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We'll know what his word says. We'll get in it and abide in it. But we're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then we're going to have some prayer requests taken here. So if you guys out there on Facebook have any prayer requests or praise reports, just put them in the comments and we'll see them and we'll pray over them and we'll rejoice with you over your praise reports. But we're going to have Kim come around and sing a few songs for us.
I'm doing this for Brother James. You know how it feels.
Do you know how it feels? You know something's missing. And her little small voice that she just keeps insisting. Do you know how it feels? To be in trouble inside, thank God for you. All the cause someone died. You know how it feels when you don't surrender. How you been washed away, never to be remembered. And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how that has been filled and all? You're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father, owns everything. How does it feel? Well, you are loved by the one who created the stars up above. How does it feel to hold your own eyes? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real, and you get to know how it feels. You know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and tears start flowing the moment you found it. You know how it feels to know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. You know how it feels wherever you fall. You still get a feeling when you're not at home. Though heaven is real, tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father? Of everything, how does it feel? You know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above. How does it feel to know you're loved? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real and it is good. You know how you feel, you make it good.
You know how it is. Thank you. Woo.
Praise God.
I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier
in an army that never has saw me be. Ranger, Ranger, I'm a soldier in an army that never has saw me be.
Oh, Thank you.
Report in here from a lady that we've been praying for her grandson, little Jonathan. He's had a cyst on his brain, and they've seen two miracles taking place in his body. The doctors are amazed, and they said the cyst that was on his brain that the doctor said would never change has shrunk and gotten smaller. And the doctor gave him news, and also gave him the news about the spinal bifida that he has. They said that it was supposed to progress to the point where he could not walk, but he's not only walking, but he's running. And they want to give God the praise for that. They said he's not just walking, but he's running. So I just thank God for that. Just continue to pray for little Jonathan. He has heart issues and other stuff like that, but we know God's able to take care of all that.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, keep remembering Brady Lindley. He's had another spell the other day. His heart got up. Like 155 and 60 beats a minute. His blood pressure was low, though. So they turned that into the doctor. He's got a monitor in him, in under his skin that's monitoring his heart now. They're trying to figure out what's causing it, whether it's an electrical thing in his heart or what it is. So remember him. Remember Mandy's three boys. One of them sick again. Usually when one gets it, they all get it. And because they're just like doorsteps. Remember them. Mandy's my niece from my sister Lisa. That's her daughter. Yeah. Remember Lisa, because Lisa's still suffering. Matthew died 12 days after my wife Brenda did. And she still never misses a day, a night, or whatever, going out to that graveyard to see him and sit and talk to him. And she's never moving on from her grief. She's just still living in grief every day. I asked everybody to pray God would move on her. He'll never quit missing them, but to make her where she can have peace. And I just want everybody to pray for her. Pray for John David Gainey. That's my another niece. That's her son. He's in prison. He got caught with dope a couple of times, and he's in prison right now. And I just want everybody to pray for him. That boy's got to change. They said the other day he called, and he was sick, about to fall out, he said. And she said, well, let me ask you something. Did you do any dope? And she said, well, one of them gave me a pill. So he hadn't learned anything. And I'm just praying that God will really shake that boy down his soul. And my grandson, Michael Porter, he's in a drug rehab right now. And them two used to run together. And he's in a drug rehab, and we're praying that that'll last him when he gets out. Maybe he's learned a lesson. I'm going to pray so. And I've got lost children, still lost, that I want to seek unto the Lord. Got neighbors and things around here that need prayer. And just remember all the ones, the hospitals, the nursing homes, and down and out, living on the streets. Because it seems like we don't care about our own people, but anybody comes to the border, come on in, we'll give them a motel room or whatever. And we need to get back to worrying about our own people. Then we all, once we lift them up, we can turn and try to help others. But till we get America straightened out, we need to focus a little bit on. And I pray that our government wakes up to that fact. You know, it's like we're having to pray for the government constantly, for the ones in it, because they can't wake up to the fact we have Americans that are hurting, people that's fought in wars that live on the street, ain't got a place to go. And we need to be praying for those people and the ones of us that can help them people on the streets. Give them something to keep them warm. Carry a little food down there every once in a while. All of them ain't on dope. Some of them just can't do no better. And I remember them. Remember our president. Remember the people that's in power. Yeah. The Bible said pray for our leaders. We need to pray that God turns their hearts completely around, that they look and feel and walk in a different direction, one that's good for everybody and pleasing unto God. And pray that I was going on. I don't know why tonight he said everything, it seemed like I was telling it on me first. I don't know why God wanted me to be so truthful, because I don't like sharing a lot of stuff about me. But if I needed help with my walk with God to get where I needed to be, there's got to be others, and I just want to help them. And pray that God uses this message tonight to help others know that your help's out there. He's standing with his arms out, waiting on you to come in. I'm going to wrap them around you. The rest of your life, he'll hold you. And just pray that God will lead them in.
Amen. Okay. Marshall and Barbara are needing prayer. Marshall, he's had cancer and he's been going through chemo treatments, and they had to put him in the hospital just here recently, and I think he was in rehab. I don't know if he's ever got to come home yet or not, but they need prayer. Remember Tiffany and her family. She said they really need prayer. Larry needs prayer. Remember all the sick people. There's a lot of people with COVID around this area, a lot of people with colds and just different sicknesses, so remember them. Remember all the ones in the hospitals, the nursing homes. Remember all the lost. We have a lot of family members that we'd like to see come in and get saved, and we're believing that they're coming in. And just remember Angie, Leon, and Daniel, Serenity, and Lisa in your prayers. Nellie's on dialysis, and she got to come to church on Sunday, and she was just so happy. And just pray that the Lord continues to keep her to where she can come on back to church. And her daughter Angie and Leon and Daniel have been pretty sick and just can't get rid of the coughing and all, so remember them. Remember some friends from the church, Deb and Ivan Queen. Deb's been in the hospital, and she's got COPD, and she just hasn't been doing good. She got to come home the other day, but she hasn't been doing too good, so just remember her. She still needs a healing touch. We know the one that can do it. So just pray that she'll be touched and that God will get all the glory for it. Remember little baby Parker and little Paxi tonight. I think both of them must be sick. Doretta Bauer said to remember her daughter Amanda. She's Amanda's got a lot of different problems, and she's got diabetes, and it's running real high right now. So just remember her. Remember Willa Dean, and she needs healing. David Fritz, he's been told that he has cancer. To pray for him and Leanne, we're praying for a miracle for him. And Terry and Mike need prayer tonight. Terry, she's been in the hospital with cellulitis in her legs real bad. And so just lift her up to God. Lift little Landon up to the Lord. He's been going through those chemo treatments. Been pretty sick at times, but remember him. Remember Dora and Jay. We just thank God for what he has done for Dora and what he's going to continue to do for her.
Amen.
And remember a friend of ours, a preacher friend of ours up in Wallen, Tennessee, Robert Jennings. He's been told that he has liver cancer. They've done some kind of a cancer operation on him the other day and removed some of the cancer out of his stomach. But they said that he has liver cancer also, so... So decided not to give him no chemo. All the family has talked, and they decided not to do chemo. So just pray for him and his family. We know that God's able to meet all those needs. And let's just remember all the ones out on Facebook, all the needs out there. There's a lot of people that have family members that ain't saved. A lot of them are going through a lot of different things. And a lot of them need healing, so just remember all them out there. And Brother Miles, you want to lead us in prayer, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer for these needs. Also, remember our pastor tonight. He's having to take a night off and rest. He's been preaching close to a week now, every night. So get pretty well down the way that he preaches, so just remember him tonight. And go ahead and let's pray. Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God, as we come before your mighty throne tonight, we come in Jesus' name. We bring your request to you, Father, to all of our loved ones that don't know you as the Lord and Savior yet, God, we ask
you, God,
in the name of Jesus, touch them, move
each and every
their heart, their soul before you. As
the sound of our voice
reached
out
to
the Lord with
this world.
Today will be
God
your day of salvation.
Win one of them. Win them, Lord, with your mercy, your grace, your love.
You will
draw them to
your heart,
dear God. I pray in
you
the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you'd move on all these, Lord, that's sick and they're right now in peril, Lord. They're asking for miracles. Lord, like you did in the door down there. The trunk that's so small, God, and I believe you're going to take it all away. But God, there's others, the one Lord, let's still be breathed. And her husband, God, they need prayer. And we believe in the name of Jesus that you're moving on them as we pray, God. Because, Lord, I can see the hand of God reaching down on these people tonight.
And
Lord, remember that man. Lord, that preacher, Robert, up there, Lord, I ask you. That you
all the
touch
ones
him, God. They ain't going to let him do chemo. They're trusting
in the nursing home,
all
the ones that have COVID, all the ones that have COVID, or any other
Brother Don,
refuse
all
to
come
down
church,
and Jesus said, by your stripes, they are healed for it. Over you.
And
then Jesus would pray. Nellie and Andy and Liam.
And heal them from it, Father God.
Lord,
don't let it leave them on the side of the
face.
Your God help my brother, my sister, to get away from the grieving.
Lord,
start rejoicing, God. Her son
God,
is in the kingdom now. He's not in that grave, but he's gone to be with God.
Lord,
and Lord, I pray that tonight. But you need to help,
Lord.
I pray for
the
man and his kids, Lord Jesus.
Melt down
that
without it. Keep
them
in the
church. They're not sick each week, Father.
And Lord, we just
have
to you to touch
the
wrist.
Ask
you,
Lord,
to
touch the wrist. It's been having so much trouble with his heart.
Lord,
find them
and
find out what it is. And let you touch it in the name of Jesus. Or we give you the praise for
it. We ask you to continue to bless and move your spirit and your power, Lord, on this situation. Thank you and praise you.
Thank
for all the
devil's
death
at
the door, for what's going to continue to do, for looking for the shape that the doctor said that he's completely healed, Lord, we're believing it.
And I ask you to have mercy on
we ask you to touch the land, and Lord, give him that miracle in his body that he needs, because you are no respecter of persons. What you do, Jonathan, you can do it. Remove those tumors out of his brain, Lord, now in his stomach. In the name of Jesus, we pray and touch his grandparents and take care of him.
God, there's coming to him to it. When we see
he's been touched, Lord, that he don't have long to live, but God, you have the last day, and you are the great physician, and nothing's too hard.
Lord,
just ask you to bless me.
Lord, let them know that something better is. Lord, and today, I ask you to lift this message that went out tonight. Touch the hearts of the man and the soul of the
body
of that they be glad
to be doing
that
their
service is going
out right.
And if they
ask them to lift
that,
everything they have for that you'll meet it. And we just give you praise and we give you glory for it.
You'll be with
us.
You're our healer. He said, you're the Lord our God, but you healeth all our disease. The Lord, we give it to you. We entrust you with these sicknesses. We entrust you with our lives, our hearts, and our soul. And Jesus, I put it in no better hands than in the name of the Lord. And I praise you and thank you, God.
As you limbs, Lord,
let them
do better.
Lord, they do good. Make them change and turn them around, God. And help us all to maintain good works.
God, help everyone that has listened to this message, Lord, that may not be growing in you, Lord. Help them, Lord, to get a hundred percent of your staff and your righteousness.
They'll
grow in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise and glory for what you've already done.
We praise you and thank you for all of this. And we thank you for the healing. These we pray for, but we'll receive in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glory to
the Lamb. Thank
you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have about 8 minutes. You want to add anything to it? Or
I got a little something on my mind. And it comes out of Chronicles. You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
It's over the verse 13, 2 Chronicles 7th chapter. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, now this is for all this sickness, if my people, which are called by my name, called Christians, shall
humble
themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive them, and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. He's talking about here in our hearts. He'll hear us, but we've got to make sure that we are seeking the Lord. We got to make sure we're seeking his face, that we're praying, that we're turning from everything that held us down and pinned us to this earth that's never been set free in our lives, to turn it loose. Give it to Jesus. Ask him to truly set you free, where he will hear your cries. He will listen to your prayers, and he'll move on them. And he also said, I'll not just heal you, I'll heal your land. People, this land needs healing. Around the world needs healing. Everybody seems like it's against everybody. We got a government that separates us all into different little names, different little categories. This and this, that and this, this and that. We're all children of God, made in his image, every one of us. And he died for each and every one of us. And he's telling you how to get things done with God. Glory to God. If my people shall humble themselves and pray. You got to humble them before God. You can't come all prideful, thinking you're already there. You got to get on.
Amen.
You got to tell God how much you need him, how much you long for him. Seek his face. Let his face shine in your life. And he can take the sickness away. He can heal the cancer. He can heal the marriages.
Amen.
He can bring your children in. He can save your families. And he can save this world. But we have to do our part. He wants to hear from each and every one of us every day, to let him know how much we're depending on him, how much we can't do it on our own, that we can only receive it through the Lord Jesus Christ. But he's got a plan. His plan is, if you'll humble down, he's going to start listening to you. If you'll pray and make sure there's no wicked in your life anymore, he'll come inside you. Praise God. Then when you cry out, he's listening, because he's right there inside you. If a sickness comes, sorrow comes, death come, whatever, he's there to help you get through it. Glory to God. He's there when we don't think he is. Glory. When we think we're so far from God, if we just call his name, he's right there. He's right there. He's never left you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. Glory to God. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. That's God. That's how much he loves you. Tonight, glory to God, he died to give you hope in a hopeless time. He died, glory to God, to give you peace when there's trouble all around. That you can still have that peace of God in your soul. You can still have that hope against everything coming against you. But you still got hope you're going to come through it. Why? Because God is still God. And Jesus Christ paid the price. He took the stripes on his back for our healing. And praise God, if you'll get faith in that and pray in a new way, a different way, a faithful way, glory to God, believe it.
Yeah.
We can start receiving. But till we go to him and carry that patience, he said, down and wait on God. Blessed are them, the Bible said, that waiteth upon the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Just know it's coming. That's how God wants us to pray. That's how God wants us to live. That's how God wants us to treat each other. When we pray, we're not just praying on this show. We're not just praying on this broadcast. But we're praying at home night and day.
Amen.
And we call God for your healing. We trust him for your healing. We believe him for your healing. And you need to do the same. I know what one went down to Florida. Dora for them treatments for cancer. She was bad. And they said, now it's just a little spot left. That's it. Little bitty spot. And God's got an eraser called the Word of God. He can speak in there and it'll erase that out too. And people, whatever you got in your life, it's destroying you, tearing you down, but getting rough in your life. Times are so bad and so hard that you can't seem to see the light or the darkness. Get down and do just what it said. Humble yourself before God. Tell him how you know he can do it, that you can't do nothing, but he can do all things. And he said, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens Jesus. He'll put the power in you to pray a prayer of faith over the sick and see them get well. Glory to God. He said in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. Glory to God.
Amen.
And he'll lay hands on the sick. And he said, they shall recover. Glory to God. You can cast out devils. You got a devil attacking your children? Praise God. If you got the real heart for God, he will come and he will cast that devil out. All you got to do is believe it. Friend, believe what you ask God for and you can receive it. Tonight. He's just waiting for us to come in faith before his throne and confess him. Lord, I believe. I trust you. Glory to God. I trust you to move. I trust you to lift up. I trust you to make will. And he will. He loves us that much. But at the same time, we need to love him back just as much.
Amen.
Just Betty, I feel like that's what the world's missing, is that humbling ourselves down before God. In faith, in belief, in trust, in patience. And he's a delivering God. He's never failed nobody.
Amen.
He'll fail you. If you'll trust
him,
believe.
We've got to be faithful.
Amen.
We've got to be faithful to God like he is.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'll let you ask, baby. We're about to out there.
Yeah. I see our time's come and gone. So we thank everyone for tuning in. Just tell all your friends and all your family about the broadcast. And we'll be back next week, Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And we also got a broadcast going on Monday night. Pastor Don Harris, he'll be on from 6 o'clock, start at 6 o'clock, and whenever God gets through. So just tune in with us that night, too. So I'm going to say God bless. Good night. We love y'all. Pray for us, and we'll be praying for you.
Ma'am. God bless all.
Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Praise God. Praise
love
everyone. Bye.
Love everybody.